We're holding the Siman Tav Yud Tes. And boy, Sif Echav. Mitzvah Lahavis Besudas Rosh Chodesh. That's the end of the Siman. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is cut in half. Mitzvah Lahavis. V'alva gav the Mikra Chiyuba Enoi M'chiyuba Lechol Devorim Hatunim Birchaz Amozen. V'cholot says Bishori Devorim K'ilayba Siman Kuf Peiches. Mikra at the end of the person does not have to wash on Rosh Chodesh. He does not have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. And he can be yotze with other items. Mikol mokum hamotzi al sudas Rosh Chodesh va'ochel b'shoes abayu b'toyei v'reizim mishubach. A person who spends money to make a nicer sudas Rosh Chodesh is considered praiseworthy. Take a look at the shartzin and olive. He quotes the language of the Arzarur, but he was Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to wash. Much of the Chatzchila Tov Yotze to Shiur Chupas, the Shem Tzidus Rosh Chodesh, because of Pri Chodesh and Pri Megonim. So he says that the language is written to indicate it is proper to do it. It's not a chiyev. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you're not mechuyev to do that, so it's not a chiyev suda. It doesn't mean that what you're doing, when you spend money on it, you're not doing something which is proper. The person makes it Siddur Rosh Chodesh nicer. That's considered a proper thing to do. V'kasu ha'posim b'shem Midrash p'sikto. So we quote some Midrash. K'mazayna z'abshal adam k'subat le mirosh hashanah rosh hashanah. Okay, so now, it's a Gemara in Beya, and Aftez Vavim and Beis. Says, all of the money says, so Mor says that all of the money is designated, what the person is going to receive for the year is designated from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. Now, the Mor's language is that what a person spends on Shabbosis, Yamim Toivim, and Hitzos Bonav Talmud Torah. That's the Mor's Lashon. The Pesikta has a little bit differently, so it doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh in that list in the Gemara. In the Pesikta, it says Chulim Asher Moitzi B'Shabbos is Yomim Tovim B'Rosh Chodesh B'Chol Amoyed Masha Tinoikas Malichin Leves Rabban in Moisiv Masifin Loy Yomim Pachus Pachson Loy. So that part of the Gemara, that's the Gemara also. But that which adds Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, and that which the children take the Beis Rabbon, that's the language of the Pesach, which is not in the Gemara. And the Gemara's language is Hitzos Bonav Talmud Torah, is not mentioned in the Pesach. The more you spend, the more the Rosh Hashanah sends money back your way to cover those expenses. Because of this, yes, if the Mashamer, Mashet Tinukas Malichin, now that which the Besikta adds this phrase, Mashet Tinukas Malichin, the Beis Rabban, what exactly is that about? So what's that referring to? So the Beis Yosef says, Koi al Schar Limud, means that you send money with the kids to pay the Rebbe. That's called Schar Limud. So that's really what the Gemara means. Then he's saying the same thing as the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hutzos Bona L'Talmud Torah. It's the same thing. It's a check that you're sending to cover the cost of Talmud Torah. That's how the basic discipline is. Okay. But, B'Habach Pirish, the Koyal Rosh Chodesh. The Bach, different than the Beis Yosef, says that part of the Pesikta is referring back to Rosh Chodesh. Vakavana, so what's it referring to? What exactly do the children take the Beis Rabban on Rosh Chodesh? So, if Vakavana Amasha Anu Noegim Lishtech Ayyadei Tenoikis Mo Shal Rosh Chodesh L'Rabban. So the Bach says that there was a minhag at his time of the Bach, that the children would bring money to the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh. When about the minig, you should not stop the minig. Adkan. So that was the minig Yisrael at the time of the Bach, that the children, the parents would send money, and they called Rosh Chodesh Geld. It's something extra to pay the Rebbe and Rosh Chodesh, which really was, well, wasn't really extra. That was, you know, that's how he had enough to live on.
So it's no difference, I mean, when they paid him.
There was an established minig of sending it Rosh Chodesh, so now the person expects that you shouldn't. You know, now let him move out to the minig. You know, you say, you know, well.
Yeah, but either way, it means that basically that the money for Schar Limit comes back to you, whether you pay it at Rosh Chodesh or you don't pay it.
Correct. Right. So the bad thing is, even if we be paying extra, something, you know, extra matana to the Rebbe for Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, so that he paid him every day, and then Rosh Chodesh paid him more.
Right. Mm-hmm. So even that is the Pesikta saying comes back to you. Mm-hmm. Remember, there's a person in Cleveland who was not rich. Any stretch of the imagination, but he used to hire, and tells them, and when we were in the Beis Medrash, all the Bachurim were expected to have a younger Chavrusa during the night Seder for 45 minutes, not for pay.
Yeah,
but there were a few parents which paid, but the vast majority did not pay. But obviously, if you really want to make sure you got really somebody,
yeah.
So remember, there was one father, he paid.
Yeah,
because, you know, the source of the Talmud Torah is real. You know, if I want to get my kids the best. I actually taught two of his sons for a period of time. I got paid for them as a bacher, yeah. He wanted something a little bit out of the ordinary, you know, a little bit extra special.
Sure.
One bacher, I didn't set his brachas and set the Shabbos with him.
Yeah.
No, I didn't set his brachas with him. I didn't set Shabbos with somebody else. There was a young boy in the high school, but his father wanted to get some extra enrichment.
Yeah.
So he paid for it, but he's here. He's so spent with Talmud Torah. It's a purchase. Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Near the Masha Marba Besuda Bayoim Lekaber Rosh Chodesh Tahid. If you have a larger meal by day, that's efficient. We don't expect you to do by night and by day like on Yom Tov. If you have a night meal and a day meal, Rosh Chodesh, you have one extra meal. But the way Mishnah Berurah writes it is the one extra meal is by day. If you don't want by day, you're not mechiv one the night before also. What about the opposite? If you did one by night, you're mechiv one by day. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. In the Moshe of Dirshah, we had to look it up, he quotes a Rashi in Sanhedrin that you do not fulfill your mitzvah Siddush Rosh Chodesh unless you eat it by day. But Rashi wasn't writing as a halachic statement. Rashi was writing it, you know, piercing the Gemara, but that's what he said. Okay, now zot the Mishnah Berurah kazoch reinim. The madat the gim and noigim kishchav shchedish bechol. Oisim meichol echad yosim mi bechol yamim chav shchedish. The way they do it is that they have an extra type of food, an extra dish on Rosh Chodesh, the cover of shchedish. That's how they fill this obligation of having an extra meal. That's when it comes out on weekdays.
There's only one day that that was the only day in month that they served fellowships.
When you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, you make an extra type of a dish also. More than what you would do. So, you know, my wife makes an extra kugel. Potato kugel, luxury kugel. She'll have pineapple kugel, apple kugel, something. Look at the chart. It's an interesting thing in hay. If he does, you're from. Avim lo also Michael Yoser b'Shabbos yochol times ebe matzoy Shabbos. She ever b'sudas malamalka will cover Rosh Chodesh ha'avar. So the fascinating thing, you had Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, now it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Well, you're celebrating the same way you can celebrate a meal of Malav Malka, which is celebrating the fact that Shabbos was here. You can then use it to celebrate the Rosh Chodesh, which was here also. Just interesting that, I don't know exactly how it works, but basically you shall be. Okay. I'm going to Ram Sheikh, but then in Birchos the Mosin shall be Shabbosh Chedesh. That if a person forget Yalav Yalav, he's not looking to go back, etc. Karvesi, the word means that the word Yalav serves him in Kupay Ches, which is where I quoted some of his points earlier. This is the word Hitaki, the Kamamis, and Tav Chavdalad, Pishabur, Kishon Makam. So, part of it I discussed, I quoted in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, and part of it I'm going to quote very shortly hereafter in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And that's where it belongs. I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to discuss it right now. He's basically saying, I'm just telling you that the Magen Avraham talks about it, and I'm not ignoring the Magen Avraham. It's basically what he's accomplishing. He's telling you, I'm not ignoring the Magen Avraham. So what are the women allowed to do when it comes to being ma'arer bechi and hespin for a person who's nifter on Rosh Chodesh, on a person who's nifter when it's taking place on Rosh Chodesh? Alameis Noshim Me'anus is a Mishnah Masechet of the Moed Kotor. That the Loch is on Rosh Chodesh, the women can be Me'anus, which means Shekulu and Ermes Kecha, they all raise their voices together. Umetzah Pris, they're allowed to clap. The Hagaz Kaf El Kaf. Obviously not in happen, enjoying this, but in the person expressing sorrow. Avoloi Me'kananus. They can't be Me'kanan. What does that mean? Shteyachas or meris or cheris ernes achra. One person says that loud, everybody responds. That's called before. That's all before the kavur. But after the kavur, they can't even do ma'anus or metapsis. Now, Rosh Hashanah says we don't have this with one of. We don't do all of this stuff.
We definitely don't do it after the kavur.
We don't do it. They don't do the whole thing.
Maybe the Sfardim do.
Maybe, I don't know. But he says the Rosh Hashanah that we don't. We don't have it. He says, but you at least see from their, how Chazal or Magdir, what's permitted and what's prohibited on Rosh Chodesh. And it was different there. An average weekday. Where they would do these other things. Apparently, being ma'anois does not arouse the issue of bechia as strongly as the being mekananois, where one person says, another person responds. Considered a greater element of inspiration for crying, and therefore they limited that. That was really more like along the lines of a hesped, as opposed to everybody raising their voices together. One person would say something, and they would respond. Again, they did it as not as hesped in the sense, but they did it more. Well, the Gemara puts it under the umbrella of hesped. Mm-hmm. It was an act of being marbechi. So it's also Rosh Chodesh Shukamo Yamtiv. So Rosh Chodesh is like Yamtiv, it's also. Avayim B'yir De Simen Tov Aleph. Sif Hei. The Chol Zeh B'Enish Da'amah. For Talmud Chacham, however, you're allowed to do, which would mean the gate for us, we don't do a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, but for Talmud Chacham, you do do a hesped. Now, the Shara Tzion, in the next, Mishabur mentioned this again, and I'm just about to get more. The Shara Tzion in Sivkat and Aleph. If this, you know, we would say a drasha by the for the Talmud Chacham she was nifter on Rosh Chodesh. Say that again. Say they would say a drasha for Talmud Chacham was nifter, and this is taking place on Rosh Chodesh. But he says if during the drasha. A person is ma'arikinim behesped. He says elements of hesped. So he's mafakvik if you're allowed to do that. Why? Machoshein lono fe'es talmud chacham in yonazim. We don't have a talmud chacham nowadays. The guy by the zolocha. That gemara which says that a person has a din of that talmud chacham is mutter and reshkadish. Chayyotim is concerned that the definition of a talmud chacham that the gemara was referring to. We don't meet that criteria. It's a Magen Avraham, really. It's not. It's which, and the Magen Avraham actually is from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I think. And he says the Gavi is Halacha. We don't have a Talmud Chacham as much as that. So therefore, when it's brought down in Yeridaya, the Mechaber Pasen, you would say for Talmud Chacham, even as much as that. But the Magen Avraham is Achriya, not like that. And the Magen Avraham paskins that you don't say hesped on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed, let's say.
Because the Talmud Chacham of today are not like they were.
Yep.
Why don't we say
So the Morba there, because the Morba there says it gives a very clear criteria. It says what's called a Talmud Chacham. The Morba says the Chacham has to have a certain level of ability to respond in various different areas, and we don't feel that anybody really reaches that madrega. It's interesting to say for Tshuva, the Shas Jewish Tshuva Me'ava, Talmud of the Night of Yehuda. The Tshuva Me'ava says if you have a Talmud Chacham who was a Rebbe and a person who wasn't just a Talmud Chacham, he also was a person who was Marbit Star and he taught her to many Talmidim, so then he had the Rebbe Talmud Chacham, because since the Talmud's learning is because of the Rebbe, and to all of his Talmidim, they definitely have covered all the areas which the Gemara expects them to be able to be familiar with. Mm-hmm. Even he himself doesn't know, because of him, all that Torah exists. That's equivalent, he says. You can say Talmud, you can say Hesped on such a person. The Ma'ase of the Mishabur in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, the Mishabur paskins that you don't say on Talmud Chacham as Manu said. It's interesting. It seems that the Minigal is not like the Mishabur. I don't know. I think people are making on it.
People are saying, I've never heard that people that don't have a husband from
but it's interesting because it's a Magen Avraham, it's a Mishabur, it's a Chayarim. It's very interesting. All right. You've never been by a husband where they get up and say, yeah, it's a Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. In Rosh Chodesh, we don't say a hesped. So I'm not going to say a hesped. We're going to say a few words.
Yeah.
Right? It's already says. You know, I'm not sure how that works. It's like this to Shabbos Karet, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's the same kind of basic concept.
So now, this to Shabbos Karet, I have to tell you, there's a fascinating piece. I think he's saying it with Harsalim, but it's the same for Eshel Avram from the Butchacher. The Prima Gan wrote a sefer called Eshel Avram. That's the Pirush of the Magen Avraham. There's another sefer called Eshel Avram. It's called Eshel Avram Tinyana sometimes. Written by the Butchacher. He wrote Mikdash Mar Hechos Safras. He's one of the guys in the pre-war poem, I think. One of his big things which he undertook was trying to find it a limud schus for Minhag Yisum. So he wanted a mechadash like this. So mechadash. The Shabbos Karet is the strangest thing. So in Hilchos Shin Vav, he says that The Iker is Chazal. Also, Chazal is Diburcha b'Shabbos. Should not be like Diburcha b'Chol. You should speak differently on Shabbos. What we do on Monday when I want to talk business, do I say the Shabbos correct?
Yeah,
I say that I talk business. Shabbos first, I say the Shabbos correct. Then I say
it's all different.
Shabbos Mekayim, the dinner of the Gemara. You're not supposed to speak different on Shabbos.
Okay,
that's he says is only Mitzchus. But even that was not going to work for saying a Hesped on Rosh Chodesh. You know. So, but in the Lashon of Mr. Brewer, the way he puts it down, even though he mentions the Chayotim in the footnote, and over there in Hillel's Rosh Kol Moed Taka mentions that then, but Rosh Chodesh, he seems to be a little more makel. Tamachochim Kanes Kedar Kabbalah. He says like you do it normally. He doesn't qualify the statement. So when we take it weiter, let's see what the next piece he talks about. The next little weiter in Mr. Brewer. The din of the Gemara that you can't say Hesped was said on Chanukah, said on Purim, said on Rosh Chodesh, said on Chol Hamoed. That's where it's set. We have a lot of other days of Tefillah. We don't say Hesped. We don't say Hesped during Chodesh Nisan. And Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, Erev Yom Tov. There's different days we don't say Hesped because in our minhag is basically whenever you don't say Dachlan, you don't say Hesped. That's how it's brought down. Those days, that's not Mikir, then that's a minhag. So in those days, definitely for Talmud Chacham, you should make and say. So that's not a Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh, which is Midin of the Gemara, the more said it's Osir, the more said that Talmud Chacham is Mutter, the more said what's called Talmud Chacham, the more make a list, everything that he has to know. So, you know?
Yeah.
So then you should be a little more nervous. Even that, the Shavuot's Lashon, at least, is that when it comes to Makar, nice we do it. Beis. Armim Tzidik Adin, Makarish. We say Tzidik Adin on Rosh Chodesh, we say Kaddish on Rosh Chodesh. Hagov Ein Noigin, that's Makar, no, we don't do that.
We don't do either one?
Well, so the Kippur point is the Tzidik Adin. We also the Kaddish. We don't say the Kaddish Agadol.
The long one.
We don't say. They don't say it on Rosh Chodesh.
It's the same. That's the same Kaddish you say at a Siyam.
Yeah. Just you don't say Ayu Sol Rabbanan. You say Hisham Rab at the end. That's it. The beginning part is the same as the Siyam.
So Siyam is say Adi Sava Rabbanan, and then you say Yeshlama.
Right. But the beginning part is the same. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what there's a problem with that long Kaddish, because if you made a Siyam, you'd say that on Rosh Chodesh, you'd say that Kaddish. It's the same words.
Right. The problem with the point of the Bechal Kaddish is not really Kaddish itself is not.
It's not a mourning thing. It's just saying that the Beis HaMikdash should come back.
So the Iker point of the Kaddish, as before she explained it, is because every member of Klai Yisrael contributed his element to the Kiddush Hashem and the Bria. And when that person is gone, there's a need to reinvigorate the Kiddush Hashem and the Bria. So Kaddish is our way to sort of reconstitute some of that element of Kiddush Hashem, which was produced by this person. But since the Maizid said that it's part of the Kibur process, so the Mishabur is going to say that we don't say Tzidik Adin, because Tzidik Adin, you start talking about, you know, the Bresham took, the Bresham took, except the Bresham's decree, which that itself is not a problem, but the next thing you know, the guy's saying, I miss him so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, because in people's minds, that's all about
a connection.
So people's minds, this Kaddish is the Kaddish you say for Kibura, so we don't do it.
So you don't do any Kaddish?
No, we do regular Kaddish.
You do a regular Kaddish.
Chayim b'chol yom m'sheinam r'mehem tacha. So that's our minhag, not to say tzidik adin, not to say the Kaddish, any day we should don't say tacha. Chayim erev Shabbos achar chatzos. We don't say erev Shabbos achar chatzos, but that's the tacha. What we do, we don't say tzidik adin, and we say regular Kaddish. Yesh erev she'en kavur l'mehem. Excuse me, she'im and cover a mace with island. If they have to bury the mace at night time for whatever reason, And Shenamim Kaddish will Tzidaka Din. You don't say Tzidaka Kaddish and Tzidaka Din in that situation.
Yerushalayim, we do it all the time.
Many Yerushalayim is different.
Yeah.
They do it.
They bury 24/7.
Right. The question is, do they say the Tzidaka Din and the Kaddish?
I was there, but I honestly don't remember anymore.
I was there also for the Wyatt night time.
Yeah, I remember what they did.
I don't recall what they did.
Yeah.
But did they have the Omen Hagen, whatever these things? The similar setting of that really is...
I don't even know if they say Kaddish at all, because... Well, it depends if it's a man or a woman, but if it's a man, the children don't go.
Right, if it's a man, the children don't go. Right. If it's a woman, the children do go.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was there. See, actually, I was there. Let's talk about what's the shot. I was in Eretz Yisrael for other reasons. David Glassman's father was Nifter. So they buried him in Sanhedrin.
Uh-huh.
And I was there, but I saw one of the tzedlach that he was Nifter. So I went to Levaya. And David was there, by Levaya.
Yeah.
David was there by Levaya. I wonder why they...
Who was there?
David Glassman was there by Levaya.
For his father?
For his father.
Maybe they didn't know that he was there.
No, I mean, they for sure did, because his mishpacha is very big, and it's a very big mishpacha.
Yeah.
So, and the conversation was there with him. When they walk. So the mice, the eker meaning is they shouldn't, the eker problem is the child should not walk behind the camera, the mace. So, I know much will... It was on halacha, really. That's halacha. It's all menhag. But it's better the male children should walk in front of the orin instead of behind them. And claim another mark, but on that's what they do. Interesting Shiloh once. My father was nifter, so my mother wanted a graveside ceremony. A graveside. Baruch Hashem, it wasn't a bad day. It was in Kislev, it was in Cleveland. Kislev could be pretty cold, but Baruch Hashem, it wasn't bad. There's no processional so I went after the Tara. I went to the funeral home, and I drove with the hearse.
Yeah,
I drove in the hearse. So I'm in front of the mace. We got to the mace island, and they started backing up the car.
Yeah.
So the person in the car just stopped the car and said, once I told me get out.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise I'm going behind the mace.
Right.
Says they're a macro there, and I should go behind the mace.
Interesting.
The reason for a minute is pretty scary, you know. The person never saw carry everything.
Yeah, but I've never seen that a child should be anywhere near there.
For
a son. I'm surprised.
So very surprised he was there. I don't know why he was there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Got the Mishnah Berurah, the cotton bays. I'm saying a din. Shana has been elahidzav a kabbalah din shemayim. It's not really has been. So Muhammad says, "What's the problem saying it?" Ramos says, "No, bein noigin ken gimel shemargilim amargilas," because it brings to saying has been. That's what happens. Kasa chayim shafilu chacham b'fonav in argument of shkodesh lamer tzidak din shut tchina. We don't say the tchina element of tzidak din. Al darshan Allah, we do say drashim, who bar hachi, be the person who deserves it. Rabbi Kaddish, achar drashim, you say a Kaddish. So the you do say a drasher by him. And that's what he brings, that's really where the Shartzian and Olive goes on, that the chayyam is mesupik. But the mice, the pashas of the way the Mishabur reads is, he's saying that you should do that. That's the right thing to do, is to say a drasher for Tamil Chokhim. Dalin, Chemer Shalzach, Shigam, Ken Ein Arman Tachanun, Hudim Bechol Arim. V'chein ein armen tzedek adin. V'es no tachon, v'es no tzedek adin. Ein oid protei adinim, v'es zebi yordesim, in tavalo, v'se vob, v'achrenim shom. Kozumataz. But the Lord said, "Kadin al, see the kadin al alam gadol shemais, fill b'yam shenarim b'hem tachanun, again belag b'armer to ba'ov u'b'shvat v'kadamut." They don't moyen. These days do not have a din of moyen, so it's more based on minhagim, and therefore you're allowed to do them on these days, for at least for another alam gadol. I will not be shkodesh chanukapurim. The elul is karm b'talmud, but to say tzidak adin, which brings the hesped, and Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, which are also medikar din, and hesped, you shouldn't do. Take a look at the Berhei Tevil. In Sivkot and Aleph, this piece over here of this Taz, like he brings a little more barichas. Because of the Taz, Shemati, you see it's a bit like the middle of the Sukkot now from the Berhei Tev. Yeah?
Yeah.
He quotes the Taz. Shemati mizok an echot shehegit shehoi b'kele kadosh b'krok of b'shnas shin lamad gimel shenifter ramaz al b'yam lag b'aymer. But he was supokim him lormet sidr gatin. So Ramah was nifter. The Golad Dor was nifter. And they weren't sure if he said sidr gatin or not. Adam Omad Adam Khoshim Echad, Vehayat Shashami Pia Rambaz, Shisham Tsitagatin, Alam Gol. You say Tsitagatin, Alam like even they like Burma. We take up a Maru al Ramaba Kal Ram, and they did it. Miracles of Bazab, Yam Shaman Taka Gurn, like Burma, Tubah, Bushrat, Tubashrat, Shanamoy. Now, Rosh Chodesh is that, so this piece of Taz that Mishabura quotes. The same piece of Taz, but the story, he leaves out the story part of it. Right? You can't make a picture of that, you know, the most of the being by the Levi of the Taz, you know, you heard something about the Levi of the Ramah. Yeah. Hey, Sukkot and Hey, Belai, Lava, Benish Moshes, Yechalim, Sidak, Dinner, Bekadish. If it's not totally dark yet, it's still Benish Moshes, then you're allowed to say Sidak, and then say Kadish.
You have a Benish Kadish.
No, this is someone general. This is someone
the
last dinner. He says you don't do it at nighttime. He says, but Ben Shmosh, you still can be make.
I don't even know if they do Tzidik HaDin Rishlam at all. I'm not even sure they say that before. I don't remember ever hearing it.
So, why Ben Shmosh? So, if you look at the Shartin and Gimel, he says like this, because where does this come from, this thing of not saying a B'Laila? Kibira grow kosub tamadin ze mimasha pasakdin liel basim tkuva man aleph sifke molin yun afilas apayim. So what's that about over there? The yun afilas apayim. Vayin sham bataz the gam sham mutter ben ashmashas. So the grow says, that's why over here it's mutter ben ashmashas. So what's the issue is like this? The issue is, how does Tachanun work? Tachanun works that it's an act of betzim being mekabel din. That the Roshim should have a chumonis, but I'm saying I deserve it, and if you have to punish me. It's a mekabel din. So b'yayim, which is the zman of rachamim, opi the kabbalah, it's the zman of rachamim, see you're mekabel din, you're not being over a kitri. Nighttime is the zman of din, tchilas halal is considered the zman of din. So to go be ma'ur and say I'm ready for a din, the person says okay, let's go. And, you know, so you shouldn't be ma'ur a din against yourself.
Is that why you don't say tachanun after shkia?
That's why you don't say tachanun at night time. But the Taz says in that the ma'aser he says the minhag is we do say tachanun ben hashmashos. So remember I asked my rebbe one time in Tells they said some of the davening after second seder 7:05. So. In the winter they switch, but in the summer that's the standard. So the whole summer that works; it's never a problem. You know, even at the end of the summer. One year, Sarah Shmuel was late, and they threw a long chazaras shots. And being like Kaden, and the concert. So Tommy got to be in the concert. The tacher was after shkia. So I asked you know, my rabbi was the pesuk in yeshiva. I asked him like, well, what do we do? He says, you say tacherim,
even after shkia.
So I said, is that Benish Moshe? The Taz says Benish Moshe. You still say tacherim. It's a Taz in the Hilton's Taz.
Yeah.
So she said, the Taz, Shetach HaTaz, the Yisrael, 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 Y psak, that was the psak.
Does everyone pass along that?
By the Hasidim, they, you know,
they, well, they never say Tav.
Right, but part of the reason why they daven after Shkiyah is...
Oh, is that the reason?
If one of the reasons is this, you should get the holy, you know, sitachon. So the Gros says that tzedek din and kaddish really are along the same. You know, person makabel din on himself.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to say belaila. That's a dangerous thing to do. Because I'll say that by oval, the midas din is masuah connected. Says for the first 7 days, the person should look, feel as if there's a sword waiting to come down on him. Right. So more in my cup. So it's like it's Michal's mount of Midas Adin. So it doesn't make sense to be Ma'ur through Tzidik Adin, Ma'ur. It's a dangerous thing to do. So really, you don't do Belaiba. That's why we don't say Tachal in the Beis Ovo.
Mm-hmm.
For the same reason, because it's a walk of Adin, so you don't say Tachal. Okay, Tov Chof Aleph. Kriyas of Rosh HaKadoshim, Kanam Sukkot Zimra. Boisev Aleph. Echo. Noigim Ba'ashkel Sherman, Parshas of Rosh HaKadoshim. Shachris, Acher Parshas of Tamo. Say it in the morning, we say Kabbalah, you say Brosh HaKadoshim. Who was thrown in the Yom La'amra, the Fisha, see them leak us, the son of a Sefer there. So when Ashkenazi looked at Machaber, the men again, they say this Parsha of Brosh HaKadoshim in the morning, and by the Sefer, they don't say it.
Is that frequent that the Machaber will quote what the Ashkenazim do? I never saw that before. Because he always passes, he passes for the Sephardim. So I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen him acknowledge what the Ashkenazim do.
It's interesting. It's somewhat backwards. I mean, he didn't. I think there are places where he quotes the Minhag Ashkenazim.
Oh, really?
You know, doesn't say it so explicitly. Says Yeshem or Yeshem, or maybe say it like that, you know, that type of thing. He didn't see himself as asking for the Sephardim. He saw himself as paskin psak halacha for everybody.
For everybody.
So the basis to perceive what he was doing. The Rambam came along and said the mice of the minigam anybody says is not like what he's saying. So the Rambam, added his agos. But the Machaber didn't see it like that. So the Shabbos cut now. Shabbos be parshas brosh hakadoshim, brosh hakachem. Okay, the first time Shabbos chadash. The reason for the minig. It's a way to publicize to people, by the way, today's Rosh Chodesh. See that they don't hear the Kriya later on, for whatever reason, they'll leave before that, etc. They'll at least have been notified that it's Rosh Chodesh by saying the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishra, okay, Farsim Shur Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, the purpose is the Farsim Shur Rosh Chodesh. Let's hold it here. Okay.